So, surely I'm not the only stay-at-home person in the world. There's some good things to it, you know, I guess, sort of. Can't really think of anything right now, because I'm bored. I guess I have more time to do this. Yak all your guys' ears off about a bunch of nonsense that you could probably care less about. Isn't that awesome? Oh, you know, being in a relationship, a committed relationship, where you live with the person, and they work, and you're at home, and you do, you know, all the household, you know, lovely stuff like dishes, cleaning, laundry, yada yada, you know, the usual. There are certain habits that the people in our lives that we live with, our partners, do. Like, just say you got cleaning, done cleaning the entire place from like top to bottom. It looks spotless. It looks amazing. You feel pretty damn proud of yourself. And then they come home and they just throw shit on the floor, their clothes. When they get something to eat, they just leave the bowl sitting there. They can't even, you know, walk 2 freaking steps to put it on the sink. No. They gotta leave it right there. Right there on that table that you just cleaned. Sitting there. Mocking you. And then their clothes are just thrown on the floor. They're like, I know you just cleaned us, but haha, you get to deal with us. We mocking you. Never mind that, you know, you just worked your ass off to get this place looking great. And within, like, no more than 2 or 3 minutes of them being home, it looks trash again, like there's some toddler who did a hurricane themselves when they're actually an adult who probably could pick up after themselves, but apparently lack the inability to do so. Like, what the hell is that? What is that? It's like, dude, you're 20-something years old, man. Get with the program. Pick up your shit. I ain't your fucking maid. Yes, I may be the one who cleans the house. Yes, I may be the one who does the dishes. I may be the one who does the laundry. But that doesn't mean you can just throw your shit wherever you want to throw it for me to continue picking up. I mean, you could be an adult, you know. You could adult just a little bit and walk your dirty clothes to the damn laundry basket instead of the floor. Walk your damn plate or bowl to the sink instead of just sitting there on the table and sometimes even on the floor. Like, what is that shit? The floor's on a sink? Is floor gonna wash the cold bowl? No. I am in the sink where it should go, therefore put it there. Hello? Is it really that hard? Like, is there some kind of genetic code that these people in our lives are created within them that make them this messy, lazy person the minute they get home? Sure, they work, so they're not entirely lazy. But at home, it's like, I get that you just got off work. I get that you don't want to do anything. And I'm not asking you to do anything except be an adult and take your dish to the sink like a normal fucking adult would. You know? I mean, if we're going to teach our kids to pick up after themselves, surely you can too. Or am I raising you to? Because I didn't realize, not only am I going to be raising a kid that's going to be born soon, but I'm supposed to be raising you too after you get off work and you decide to not be an adult anymore because you just don't think you have to or something. I don't know. Or, you know, like, you say the entire time it's our money. What's yours is mine, what's mine is yours, and blah de blah de blah. But, you know, that's not really true. No, it's not. Because the minute we make any kind of suggestion, or any kind of thought, or, you know, try to express a feeling about something that has to do with the financial aspect of things, Suddenly, it's your money, you work for it, and we have no say, and we should just shut the hell up. But, you know, if you're getting your way, then suddenly, you know, it's our money, even though, no, it's not. It's really not. You preach about equalness, you say it's equal, well, fucking be equal, motherfucker, because you sure as hell ain't being equal. No. I feel like I get an allowance. It's like, I clean the house this week, how much money do I get? Thank you. No. It shouldn't be like that. We should discuss the bills together. We should do shit together. And then whatever extra is left should be split. Or put aside if we need something. Whatever. But not like... like my favorite thing. I have a friend. Family. Sister. She's a lot of things to me. But anyway, that also goes through this. And she's listened to this. She knows who she is. But I'm not going to mention any names. Because she might get mad about that. Because I probably would if it was reversed. But anyway. Like... oh, man, I just lost what I was saying. Shit. Okay, what I was saying. Brain fart. When they do give us money, they say it's our money. Yet, out of our supposed money, we have to buy food with it, get stuff for the house for it, get whatever they might need. And then, if we're lucky, might be able to get something we need. And then if, you know, we suddenly need just a little bit more money after getting everything that the house needed for the whole family or whatever, suddenly we're being selfish and like, but we just gave you money. He said, that money wasn't for us. That money was for the house. I mean, you don't go out and buy the shit. We do. Once you give us the money. So how is it for us when it's actually for everyone? Or do you not? It's like, do they really not comprehend that? I don't know. I feel like each person does their part, but sometimes the other person chooses not to acknowledge that the other person is doing the part because for some reason they think they do more, but they don't. You know, now, men who work, you're gonna get a little pissed off at me, but guess what? I don't care. I feel... yes, you may go to work and you may even work hard, whatever. But in my opinion, if not only you're, you know, the housemaker, but you're a mom and you have more than just a couple of kids, say like you have two or three, and not only are you taking care of everything for them, doing all the cooking, all the laundry, everything, on top of catering to every kid's need, because they're always needing something. Toddlers need things all the time. So do older kids. And it's always the mom they go to. In my opinion, no offense to the men who go to work, I think they work. I think the stay-at-home moms works a little bit harder than you, and you fail to see it. Because not only are they taking care of the kids' needs, which is a constant, daily, every minute of the day thing, but they're taking care of the house, and they're taking care of you, too. And they barely get time to take care of themselves. And you fail to recognize that. And it's irritating. And you think that, oh, if I just give them a little bit of this, they'll be okay. But no. They need more than that. They need more than just your money. They need more than just your acknowledgement. They need your attention. They need your affection. They need you to acknowledge the shit that they do and to fucking show that you appreciate it and not just say it. Because sometimes when you go unappreciated for a long time, even if you do appreciate them but you're not showing it, it can cause a person to get really down and depressed and make them not want to do anything. And who could blame them? Who could blame them? After doing everything that they're doing and then they don't get the appreciation that they deserve, that is just, you know, fucked up. I'm sorry, but it is. And yes, you should appreciate the other person too for going to work and providing for the family. It should go both ways. It's just... I think men should start... I think the ones who work, instead of coming home and throwing shit on the ground, appreciate the fact that they clean the house. And you know, a great way to show appreciation is not only taking your dirty clothes to the laundry basket and putting your dish in the sink instead of leaving shit around, but also saying how lovely it looks, give it a kiss, let them know that it's something they really do appreciate. Don't just say it, show it. Just because you're tired from working all day doesn't mean you get to come home and act like you can not care about anything. I mean, when do they get the break to do that? They don't, so help each other out, man. Just fucking help each other out. It's not that hard. This podcast ended up going a little bit longer than I intended for it, too, but, you know, hey, well, I think that's about all for this one. I just felt like sharing how I felt about something. Anyway, as I was saying, and I'll leave it on this note. If you love and appreciate your partner, show it as well as say it. Okay? That's all I gotta say. Other than, you know, if they spent all day cleaning the house and you come home and all you do is throw shit on the floor and destroy it, that's not showing appreciation. That's showing that you don't give a fuck. And that's just going to make them feel like, why the fuck do I do this shit? So you know what? Pick up your shit. Pick up after yourself. And then give them a hug and a kiss and show them that you appreciate what the fuck they do for you. Because, you know, if they weren't there, who would do it? Because obviously, you wouldn't. So appreciate it, okay? Alright, that is all. Have a great day.